you want a level check for your Nairn? You know, tell me, we'll talk about the Thursday first of all then. You know, into the quarter finals. Yeah. I mean, what are your thoughts on the game?
Just generally excited. You know, we worked really hard to get there, and I think it's more than what we deserved in the end. We didn't finish on quite the high we'd have liked, but, you know, quarterfinals are quarterfinal, and to make it home is even better. So if we hope for a big crowd down there and get one over the Yorkies.
I know, you know, you all want to do well in all the competitions. So T20 really pulls in the big crowd as well, doesn't it? Is that quite another incentive, really, to do well in the competition?
Yeah, absolutely. They tend to be our biggest crowd, so in a way it becomes even more important to perform when everyone turns up and pays a couple of quid to come and watch us. It's really exciting, and it's an absolute privilege then to play in front of a crowd like that. And Friday nights so far have been so much fun, and the boys always enjoy them. So, always keen to do well, and especially in front of any TV cameras or anything like that. It really lifts the level, and the razzmatazz of Friday night T20s is always nice to be a part of.
Obviously, you know, you're playing in the Swillick Stadium in Cardiff, but you get an opportunity to play around a lot of grounds in Wales. Do you enjoy that experience of getting out of Cardiff to play as well?
Yeah, definitely. Seeing as my hometown Swansea, it's always nice to come home for a week or so and have an extra lie-in. We always enjoy it. Generally, especially Colwyn Bay, it's always been a bit of a fortress for us. So, we like getting out and spreading the word of cricket around Wales, if you like.
Of course, Colwyn Bay now is going to be one of your favourite places to play, probably, because of that double century. I mean, did you ever expect you had that in you?
I like to think I had it in me. I didn't quite expect it to come out at that point. I didn't really think about it beforehand. It's just one of those days, as you know, many sportsmen talk about. I just got in the zone and it really flowed from there. So now I'm really excited, and more important to get a big one. I've been getting in and out throughout the year for Glamorgan, especially in Red Bull. So it's nice to kick on and show I've got it at this level, if you like.
When you get your first century, is that the pressure off a bit? Makes the second one a bit easier?
You like to think so, but they're just as hard, and sometimes they get a bit harder, like I found out the last couple of weeks. You can go in and out of form so quickly, and like I showed yesterday, I wasn't quite in the same sort of form. Bit of a different game there. But yeah, no, I'm just really pleased to get a big one, and again, show you can compete at this level and repay a bit of the faith that was shown in me by everyone at Glamorgan, really.
A lot of talk about you being an up-and-coming player, a rising star kind of thing, with a double century as well. Does that add that pressure now to live up to that expectation?
I guess a little bit, but you know, I heap a lot of pressure on myself, and I'm picked in the first team to perform, and at the end of the day, that's my job. That's how I make a living. I've got to go out there and do that consistently. So, you know, if I have a couple more days like that in my career, then hopefully I'll go pretty well.
And obviously, you know, you're a cricketer now, but you've obviously dabbled with other sports, being rugby as well.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that, because you went to the Ospreys for a while.
Yeah, I did back in my schoolboys days. As I said to you just earlier, you know, I retired for almost 4 years. But yeah, no, I really enjoyed it, and I think playing two sports and multiple sports as youngsters is always helpful. I'm sure you met many guys who end up playing professional sport tend to play a few when they're younger. And you know, I really enjoyed my rugby days and ended up playing quite a few games here back in the day for Swansea and sort of the Ospreys age group stuff. But yeah, there just came a point when I was about 15, 16 where I was offered a place in the ECB programme for the winter, so I couldn't really say no to that. Unfortunately, I had to hang up the rugby boots.
Was it always your favourite sport, cricket?
I think after making the decision, I think it's come out and it is. Obviously, when I was in the summer, I wanted to play cricket, and in the winter, I wanted to be a rugby player sort of thing. So they always fitted hand in hand, but it came a time where you got really knuckled down and make a few sacrifices, and unfortunately, that was one of them.
Obviously, we know in Wales we've got a lot of rugby stars, football stars as well now. Yeah. I mean, do you see yourself potentially as carrying the mantle now to really lead the way and push cricket to the top of the agenda in Wales?
I guess so. If that comes with the territory, then, you know, that would be a fantastic position to be in. But, you know, it's about trying to perform for Glamorgan and really push for higher honours personally, but more importantly, just trying to get Glamorgan back to first division status and hopefully win a few trophies. And I'm sure that'll bring an extra few fans and members to the club, and, you know, that's only going to be good for the sport in Wales then.
Ambition for yourself and the team, that on a more personal level, would you like to see yourself getting some? I know we've got international honours, at, you know, under-19s, but at the top level.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what everyone aims to do, especially at this age. You know, I've got a long way to go and a lot more runs to score before I get anywhere near that. But yeah, that is the ultimate target, and I'm sure it's going to take a lot more hard work and a few more sacrifices, and hopefully a few more good days. But I'm sure there'll be a few bad ones in between as well. So yeah, no, that's the target, as it is for anyone in any dressing room. There's a lot of competition, so hopefully a couple of years down the line, I'm going to be close to it.